Welcome to On Time in Full, a podcast from Designed Conveyor Systems.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this exciting episode of On Time in Full, where we delve into a significant development in the conveyor systems and material handling industry. Today, we're thrilled to welcome Seth Taylor, who's EVP of Operations at Designed Conveyor Systems, and Michael Smith, who's VP of Operations at IMI, to discuss the recent acquisition of IMI by DCS. This strategic move is set to enhance both companies' operations and service offerings. Seth and Michael will provide insights into how this acquisition will shape the future for both organizations and their clients. I'm your host for today, Gabrielle Bejarano. Welcome to On Time in Full, and welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Absolutely. So to start us off, let's give our audience a little bit of your background. So let's start with name, title, and just lend a little bit of history of where you've been in your industry, how long you've been with it.
Happy to. Michael Smith, I'm the Vice President of Operations at IMI. I've been part of the IMI team for 7 years, holding a number of different roles for IMI, and roughly 2 years ago joined up with the DCS family and continue in the same capacity and VP of Operations for the organization.
Very nice. And Seth?
Seth Taylor, EVP of Operations for DCS. I've been in this industry for 26 years now. Been with DCS a little over 10 years. Just been working with IMI since we met and through the entire acquisition.
Fantastic. So to start us off, Mike, we want to hear a little bit more about IMI. So for our audience that might not know about your company, just tell us a little bit about it.
Happy to. IMI is a Topeka-based equipment manufacturer and an installation company focused primarily in the conveyor industry. We pride ourselves in superior craftsmanship, attention to detail, on-time delivery, safety, customer satisfaction, and, you know, at the heart of it's our people. You know, our people are our number one asset. So we leverage a very experienced and skilled workforce to produce and install the said equipment. Our capabilities are very, I guess you could call it vertically integrated. We do everything from design, manufacture, to actually installing the equipment and then ultimately maintaining that. So a varying degree of capabilities within the company, and pretty much, you know, we're multifaceted. Like I mentioned, vertically integrated, kind of from the start of conception of the system all the way through the maintenance of the system. And we're known and have a really solid reputation within the small package handling industry specifically for our solutions, design, delivery, and installation. And we also pride ourselves in manufacturing high quality equipment. And, you know, we're known, you know, as a great place to work. You know, we pride ourselves in the culture. We pride ourselves in the benefits and the recognition and rewards we afford our people. And at the heart of it, it's really about, you know, our people, family, and the community.
And Seth, I'd love it if you could tell us a little bit more about the acquisition that's happening between y'all and IMI.
Sure. This all started, this relationship between DCS and IMI, started about 2 years ago. DCS, over the previous 4 years to that, had been growing rapidly. Our goals were to continue that growth aggressively. But up to that point, we had grown completely organically. And after you get to a certain point, that becomes very tough to maintain. So we considered M&A over the years and gone down a few paths. Nothing really fit. Nothing. We didn't find anything that really matched. No companies were truly additive to us. We never found one where we were both bringing value to each other. Sometimes the culture didn't fit either. And that is, as a culture forward company, that is key to us. So we really just never found a true fit. Fast forward one evening, as the story goes, our president was networking and ended up calling the president of IMI, the owner of IMI at the time, and asking both of them after, they both said that something was different about that call. There was they hit it off very well. So after that call led to some Teams meetings, some research, some dinners, some face-to-face meetings, just getting to know each other, making sure we all understood what each other were all about. And that ultimately led to a lot of due diligence. And through all of that, we found a fit. We found that they were obviously an industry fit, being in the supply chain industry, and the work fit. They weren't redundant to us or any of our sister companies. The culture was great in terms of being aligned. The people, the belief system, the values, all of those things aligned. And really, we found a company that we believed, you know, when we came to the table, both companies brought something that added value to the other. More or less fit like a puzzle, odd in that. So we ended up teaming up, and the DCS family of companies was born. And we added about 100 folks to that family. And a little over a year later, we're still growing together.
Absolutely. And Mike, how have you found that the acquisition has gone for IMI?
Well, the acquisition's been truly a partnership. It's been great for us. It's been very complimentary to Sus Point. You know, we came together and got to know one another prior to the acquisition, and we fit like pieces of the puzzle together. Areas where we might be weak, DCS was extremely strong. And so it's been truly a collaboration. DCS has not only invested in us financially, but intellectually, helping us with processes, investing the time to help us from a business maturity perspective, be able to scale. And exciting, like I mentioned earlier, it's all about the people. We've been able to cross-pollinate talent between IMI and DCS, and that's a huge step forward for all of us. And the people and the processes, you know, taking the maturity that DCS has and then keeping the things that are super special for IMI and converging those has been an exciting, I call it an adventure. But at the end of the day, this has been a partnership that really, I think both DCS and IMI are continually learning, and it's created opportunities for both organizations, both as individual companies, but collectively as a family. So.
And Mike, you actually suffered a major setback with the facility fire. So, I mean, how have you been able to recover, but also position IMI going forward?
I think it's really twofold on our recovery. One was the resilience of our team. You know, we didn't miss a beat from the one laptop that went home the night before the fire, being able to process payroll by the Friday of that same week, and making sure our people were able to come to work and continue to be productive. So it's really the resilience of the team, number one, but I can't go without emphasizing the local community outreach and support that we got. Within a week of the fire, we had a local manufacturer who actually loaned us an automated saw so that we could continue our production activities. Without that, we would have been basically shut down. We had a property manager locally that within 2 weeks had located a temporary office for us and allowed us to occupy that office as we recovered and rebuilt on a month-to-month basis. So there wasn't any long-term lease or contract or anything like that. And then lo and behold, had another Good Samaritan come along and offer us office furniture and equipment so that we didn't have to go out and procure that. So really exciting day was when we re-grand opened and we were able to invite those local partners and let them celebrate with us and let them celebrate what they'd helped us accomplish collectively. So it just goes to show the value of teamwork and the value of community outreach. The other thing that was instrumental with those local partners and everything is it allowed us to flex different muscles that we'd never flex from a business model perspective. Prior to the fire, we nearly did 100% of everything, the design, the manufacturing, the installation. Well, when you suffer a disaster like the fire, you're not able to self-fulfill 100% of everything. So we were able to tap into other partners strategically and start to learn how to outsource, which long-term, it's allowing us to rebound with a brand new business model and one that will allow us to scale even better in the future.
Well, it sounds like this acquisition, but also that event just gave you an opportunity to do things differently. So what is different now that IMI has kind of reset almost now that they've rebuilt?
It gave us the platform to really reset our, like I said, the business model. And it's really became a rallying cry for us, the fire itself and for the team. And we've, you know, kind of think of it like the Phoenix rising from the ashes. And we went as far as we made T-shirts with the Phoenix, with the IMI logo, within the Phoenix rising on the back of the shirt. And that's how we rallied the team together. And like I said, it caused us to think differently about how we do business. When you're kind of in a survival mode, it's amazing what you can do. You would amaze yourself. So, you know, we seized the opportunity to take that event, rally the team, and actually change the way we conduct business. And coincidentally, you know, having DCS come into our world, the timing couldn't have been better because DCS provided us with the support and both financially and, like I said earlier, intellectually to allow us to rebuild. We have retrofitted the shop with state-of-the-art equipment, courtesy of some great investments from DCS that we would not have been able to do without them. We have rebuilt the facility and remodeled it. Super proud of how it looks and really launched ourselves into a whole new space. In addition to that, it gave us the opportunity to realize from a people infrastructure perspective, we had some holes. And it wasn't about the people themselves, because we have great people. But it's about adding and being additive to the people and the talent that we already had. So it's allowed us to bring in new skill sets and new thought into the organization, which ultimately we will be better for it and more prepared to scale to, you know, our growth targets in the future. So, you know, it has really been a reset, basically starting from the ground floor and building it back up. And rarely does a company have that opportunity in their history. So we've definitely seized the moment. And that really is the epitome of that partnership, because IMI could not have done it without DCS. And really happy to be poised for the future. And, you know, one last thing to really add on to that, the scalability and being able to do things differently, those are new to us, and we've just experienced them over the last couple of years. Those will be part of our, you know, toolbox going forward, but we also made it a point to keep those things that are differentiators for IMI. Rapid response manufacturing, high quality field installation. Those things still remain at the core, but now we've brought in a whole other set of tools that will allow us to even achieve greater levels in the future.
And, you know, IMI is really great at being rapid to respond to a customer's needs. So help me kind of understand from that perspective, just what does that mean to a customer and how does it set IMI apart?
Well, unlike most large manufacturers and larger integrators, you know, we're able to respond in short order. So where you might have a complicated piece of conveying equipment that would typically take, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks to go through a typical manufacturing process, we have the ability and we maintain the agility or nimbleness to actually respond quickly and do it in a much shorter time frame. To give you an example, we had a fairly large customer that needed a large piece of equipment for a conveying system in New Orleans, and they had been given lead times of over 5 weeks. Well, their go live date was 6 days out, and they needed at least a day to be able to install that piece of equipment. We literally turned that piece of equipment around in 4 days, and on the fifth day it arrived in New Orleans. So that's an example of the rapid response that customers can expect when they're in a moment of need.
Mike, I wanted to throw some DCS flavor onto that as well. The value of IMI's rapid response manufacturing, it just can't be understated. From DCS story, DCS recently on a project had a go live that was scheduled in 2 weeks. Come to find out, we needed a significant amount of equipment remanufactured. And within a 2 week time frame, you know, the team reached out to the original manufacturer on an expedited timeline. They quoted 6 to 8 weeks. So that obviously wasn't going to work for us. I did some internal selling. I asked the team, I said, hey, why don't you call IMI? And I think there's a little skepticism, but they went ahead and gave it a shot. And within a single week, IMI had manufactured 100% of that equipment and shipped it to our job site, which allowed us to go live on time. So seriously, I wish I had that type of partner when I was back in my days of project management.
Well, you know, this seems like an incredible partnership just hearing from both of y'all. So, I mean, what does the future hold? Well, I mean, what should we be on the lookout for?
You know, for me, the future, it's all about scalability. It's all about growth. It's all about continuing to satisfy our customers. You know, mentioned earlier the reputation, when you think about our installation team, they're oftentimes requested, if not summons to job sites to help either start jobs, close out jobs, actually run jobs. And I think now with the new business model and the new partnership with DCS, our scalability and growth in the future is going to be what people can look forward to. The one thing I will say is we're not going to lose the rapid response. We're not going to lose the ability to deliver high quality solutions. And those things are going to remain true. And like I mentioned at the beginning, the core, you know, people, family, and community will continue to be the foundation of our organization going forward.
From a DCS standpoint, we really obviously want to maintain what IMI is, but we want to also help grow what effectively made it great in the first place. Like Mike said, great client relationships, great field services, great maintenance services, on time and satisfied customers from a project delivery standpoint. IMI makes great products and, you know, back to their people, just wonderful people. So we're excited about it all.
And we are too. I mean, it's a great partnership and it sounds like y'all have some amazing plans and it's going to be great. And that wraps up the conversation for today. So thank you, Seth and Mike, for joining us today to discuss the recent acquisition of IMI by DCS. It was a pleasure to have you both on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Absolutely. And as always, if you want to learn more, please visit designedconveyor.com and look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.